Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Morning, you guys. How's everybody doing?
Good. Doing all right.
Good.
We've hit a little parent roadblock, speed bump. Little parent speed bump.
What's up?
So Jimmy has been potty trained for a while, and he's done really good, and we've started having some accidents lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's definitely out of spite.
1,000%. I mean, that's how kids work. They're just spiteful little things. So I think he gets so wrapped up in what he's playing that he doesn't listen to his body, and then we wait too late, and then we have an accident, whether that's pee-pee or poo-poo. And at school, the same thing happens. He waits too long because he loves playing with his friends, and then he gets there. And then also we're trying to teach him to stand up to pee now instead of sitting on the potty. And things they don't warn you about as a parent. So yesterday he and I had a standoff at the toilet because I needed him to pee and I wanted him to stand up to pee like he does at school so we can get into this whatever. And he's like, "You hold it." And I'm like,
absolutely not.
No, that's what I do. When he goes pee-pee, there are times when I mean, and in the beginning when he was standing up to pee, you have to show them how to hold it and how to aim it. Like, that just doesn't come naturally.
I got to be honest with you. I have two boys and I never did that.
You never did that?
Uh-uh.
How did they learn to hold it and how did they learn to aim it?
I think that it was God just naturally gave them that ability. Well, at first, quite honestly, you don't really need to hold it.
No, he does. Otherwise, it...
Well, your kids are more blessed than mine, man.
Yeah. Not like that, but it won't go into the toilet.
And my kids never had a problem with that aim.
Huh.
Yeah, I never had to hold it for them.
Is this a pediatrician question?
Maybe so. I mean, maybe different parents are different, but no, I never had to do that.
Well, now I'm curious.
I am too. I don't remember. I feel like
you shouldn't remember because you would have been so young.
I want to ask my mom now. I'm curious.
Okay, well, anyway, he was standing there and he's like, "You hold it." And there's a reason why he wants me to hold it. And it's because if he doesn't touch anything, then he doesn't have to wash his hands. And he hates washing his hands.
Oh, that's genius.
I love this.
That's what a real bathroom valet should be used for.
You want to ask me for some dollars in the bathroom, right?
Earn your check. Don't give me soap and cologne.
Yeah, I don't even need it.
That's what I need. You want a tip? That's it.
It is.
Could you imagine walking in with your hands up like you're a surgeon scrubbing in and be like, "I don't like washing my hands. Hey. Hold it for a 20.
Hey, my dude, I need a hand.
A tip for a tip."
Especially in the club. Yeah, that's
absolutely.
So that way I got to the point that I had to tap out. I had to call my husband. And I walked out of the bathroom and the conversation he had, and Jimmy comes running out with his pants around his ankles. He's like, "Mama, hold it. Mama, hold it." And I'm looking at my husband and I'm like, "He wants me to hold his penis. He won't hold it himself." And so then we had to switch out. Bart went in there and got him to use the potty. But now I've come up with a solution that I think is going to work.
Okay, hold on one second, because now you've got me really, really curious. And I know we got moms and dads listening this early in the morning. Did you guys, were you guys your kid's penis caddy? 1-855-BERT-SHOW, where you were holding it before he learned how to go himself.
Standing up.
Were you holding your kid's penis.
Yep.
1-855-BIRCHO. I'm very, very curious.
I'm getting so hot and so freaked out that we are doing this whole thing totally wrong. But I just figured and assumed, like, how would you know what to do as a 3-year-old? Oh, Kaylee, you have a son.
I have never in my life heard of anything like this. My son,
really?
Just from watching me use the bathroom, he just naturally took to it.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think he was watching me, and then honestly, he didn't really need to in the beginning. Hands on hips is what it was, like Superman.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
And like jutting the hips forward to aim it in?
It didn't even take that much. I mean, he was kind of like right over it. Yeah.
I don't think it would take that much. I don't know Jimmy's business. I'm not trying. I don't know. But
listen. This was not on my bingo card in 2025 to be talking about this in my child's business. But you don't remember doing that?
I don't remember, but it does feel like it's just something you just naturally learn.
And we talked about this before because I wanted Jimmy to watch Bart go to learn.
Right.
And you said Stacey asked you to do the same thing, but you felt like you didn't want to do that.
She wanted me to show him how to do number 2.
Oh.
So she wanted me to poop in front of him. And that's when I drew the line. There was 2 times that I drew the line with Stacey. That was one. And the second one was when she wanted to do Christmas pictures and all of us dressed in Ed Hardy gear.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Those are the 2 times I really put my foot down in my relationship.
That's understandable. We are really, really starting the show strong today.
The phones are what? Freezing? We can't take
off. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I need answers to this.
You know what? Maybe that's the universe's way of protecting me because...
I need you to do this off the air then and take a tally because we need an answer here within 60 seconds.
I mean, I really... I thought this was normal. Maybe we're not... Oh, my God. What have I done?
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this? Nah, we can't get calls this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got thoughts on that, but they have to do with this radio station. Yes, okay. I don't know, Kristen. That's the first I've heard of that. I got to be honest.
Okay, listen.
Somebody right now is calling Child Protective Services.
We got y'all. It was all done so innocently. I swear to God.
Allegedly.
No doubt. No,
allegedly.
So we got our social media producer Rebecca and Sudi. I'm going to ask kindly. I know Bert wants a poll. Do not put my son's penis on our Instagram as a poll. We're not going to do that today.
We're going to do a poll about his poll.
Yeah.
That's a fair ask.
I'm just asking off the air. That's all.
All right, wait. We can't take them. We can't answer them. But Colleen's on line 1.
Hey, Colleen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
I was just going to say, I heard the conversation about Holden, and I know that, Bert, you said you didn't ever have to do it to your son.
No.
But I'm guessing Stacy did.
I don't think so.
Somebody has.
I don't think so. Look, we got an engineer in here, and he's got a son also, and he's shaking his head no. So I don't know. Maybe a woman thinks she has to do that because you don't quite understand how the parts work.
I've never done it. And he went, and it looked like it was going to go anywhere. So, yeah, Colleen, I was like, it's so funny because you're just like, I didn't want urine all over the floor.
Let's see if I can take Benny here. Hey, Benny, good morning.
Good morning, Barry. How y'all doing today?
Good, sir. Well, you know what the question is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I was just listening to the entire thing. You know, I have 2 boys, and they're older now, but when they were little, the best thing to do is make it fun for them. Throw some Cheerios in the toilet. Give them a target.
Yeah.
As long as they have something to shoot at, then they'll do it by themselves.
Right. Now, did you have to assist your sons in that area?
Yeah, when they're really little, when they first start out, you know, 1, 2 years old, and they're just like, you know, bumbling around, but, you know, after that, you just make it a game for them, and they'll do it by themselves.
All right, so Cheerios.
My son would always come in and tell me, hey, man, I thought the Cheerios did.
Okay, and Nikki, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm not sure. It's a weird way to start the show today.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, but as a mom of 2 boys, we don't hold the pee-pee. I'm sorry.
No holding the pee-pee.
No holding the pee-pee.
No holding the pee-pee.
You look so exposed.
I'm not there yet with potty training my son, but so I don't know the answer, but I want to have your back. I would probably have done the same thing. It would make sense to me that you would need to do that.
Yes, and we have conversations. Nobody else is allowed to hold his pee-pee.
Right,
like, I
course.
Told him that when we were doing this. Like, he can't ask Miss Kelly to hold his pee-pee.
I feel like you're reeling, but I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think it's more in the minority.
What, dude, I am sweat. Like, I have sweat rolling down my back right now. I am freaking out.
The Bert Show. Buzzed.
Next on the hot goss
He's
from
gonna
Hollywood.
He's going to go to therapy and talk about
it's
it.
The Entertainment
Box. Oh, man.
We should have a poll on the Instagram. Should Kristen hold her son's pee-pee? Yes or no?
No, that's we are not putting my son's pee-pee in a poll on the ground. I might need to take a walk outside and clear that. I swear.
You want to take this break off?
Huh?
You want to take this break off?
Yeah, no, that's dope.
So if you go to Justin Bieber's Instagram today and you go to his following list, you're going to see that he's following a lot of the typical stars, Olivia Rodrigo, Charlie Puth, Sabrina Carpenter. You're even going to see that he follows Kristen Klingshern and Burt Weiss, which was very cool when I went to his following list. I was like, oh my God, he follows my boss.
Yeah, we've known him for a long, long, long time. Yeah.
You know who he doesn't follow anymore, though?
Who?
Usher. He unfollowed Usher this week.
Is that right?
Really?
People are freaking out because they've had a long history together of Usher being Justin Bieber's musical mentor. And a lot of people are wondering not only what this means for their relationship, but what it means for that case with Diddy. Is he going to speak out against Usher?
So when you start to connect some of the dots, and this is pure speculation, because he dumped Scooter Braun a couple of weeks ago also. So I'm wondering if there's any kind of connection here at all.
It's definitely causing a lot of speculation with people because Usher was the one to introduce Justin Bieber to Diddy. Now, obviously, Diddy is under a lot of fire right now and currently behind bars because of all of these allegations of all these heinous things. So a lot of people are wondering, is Justin Bieber blaming Usher for things that maybe happened to him during that time where he was in Diddy circles?
I think we could speculate that when you're a young artist on your way up and you have no experience in this area at all, and if you know anything about Justin's history, he was just doing YouTube videos for his family when Scooter found him. So nobody knew who he was. So now you've got this producer who's just on the cusp at that point of becoming pretty big, and he's putting you in these areas with Usher and Justin Timberlake, and now you're at Diddy parties, and as you're 15, you're 16 years old, all you want to do is please. So I'm assuming, looking back at his life now, I wonder if he's thinking, man, I wish things were handled differently. And I wish as a 15 or 16 year old, I had the maturity to go, I'm not comfortable with this. Or maybe he didn't know.
I feel it's hard for me to really say what I feel in this situation without the facts and without knowing what actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's so much speculation right now.
It's just too much to speculate on, but I'm certain he made some decisions he wished he would have handled differently, being the age that he was in the situation that he was. But I just really hope a lot of those rumors that people have started spreading are not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could say that if I was 15, 16, and I was following the Justin Bieber trajectory, I would have said yes to everything back in the day. You want to put me in this? I'm going to be at a party with Diddy and all these adults and these A-listers as a 16-year-old? I'd have been overjoyed for that.
You're also so naive to the world. Like, you're not thinking, you're probably thinking to some level, okay, I'm going to go to a Diddy party and there's going to be some stuff going on that I, as a 16-year-old, am not used to. But the things that people are accusing Diddy of having at these parties, these freak-off parties, I can't think in my wildest dreams at 16 years old you could even conceptualize that that's something that adults were doing. And those are the people that they're in, that you've been entrusted to be a part of their lives, or they have been entrusted with your life as a 16-year-old rising star. So you're thinking, these are people that I should trust. I have no reason to think that anything bad is going to happen to me. And then allegedly, with speculatory, things went down with Justin.
I got a lot of love for that kid. If you don't know the history of The Burt Show with Justin Bieber, this was the very first interview he ever did, was right here in this studio. So I've seen him grown, and we've had a relationship with him for over a decade. So I hate even to speculate it because he's such a good kid, and he always has been. But in situations like that, if you want to take Justin out of it, fine. It's kind of the responsibility of the parents to go, okay, I can't put my kid in that atmosphere because they don't know.
For sure.
All right, Justin Baldoni is getting Disney involved while preparing to sue Blake Lively. I'm going to tell you what documents his legal team is requesting on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Diet Lead for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lead is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bert Show.
Abby, I want to assure you that there is the perfect man out there for you. The perfect man that someday when you meet him and you say, I put a registry together for my kitten one day, he's going to go, oh, that's adorable. I just fell a little bit more in love with you. There's only one, but he's out there.
No, we are going to start this break. We listen and we don't judge.
Too late for that.
I tried that. Yeah, I quit that on Quitters Day.
We wouldn't have a show anymore, would we?
Yeah, too late for that.
The judgment in the room is astounding because
I'm excited for you, babe.
Yeah, I for one am thrilled to A, throw a party, but B, doing something that is going to benefit my cat's socialization powers in the long run. I am having a whisker warming party for my new kitten, Betty, and it's going to be fantastic.
Whisker warming.
It's a whisker warming party, like a housewarming party, but it's a whisker warming party.
That is so stinking
adorable.
Or
you could call it a sip and see. There will be alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages for people to enjoy while they, I can't say that. That sounds wrong. Well, they hang out with my cat.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well put. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
All right. And what does this entail exactly?
So have you ever been to a baby shower?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but the baby's my cat.
I'm trying to think which I would rather attend less. The kitty shower or the baby shower? But, I'm going with kitty.
I'm not allergic to babies.
But they have baby sip and sees too. So like if you didn't have a baby shower or maybe this is like your second or third kid and the child is here. And so, you know, you have the child and everybody comes over and they sip a little cocktail and they see the baby. I think now, though, parents are so, especially with it being cold and flu season, that doesn't happen as much anymore because they want people to stay away from the baby as long as possible.
Sip and see in the ER?
Yeah, exactly.
So are there games that are being played here as they would at baby showers and stuff also?
Oh, I just got a big box from Amazon yesterday. And one of the games that will be played at the party just arrived. And all of the decor and the cute little kitty plates and the cute little kitty cups and the sign that says, are you kidding me right meow, arrived. And the allergy medicine came. I ordered some Zyrtec for the people that are allergic to cats. So, Mo, you got no excuse now.
Oh, man, that was my way out.
You gotta roll up and see the cat. So, yes, I am, even though this is a silly ha-ha laugh fun joke, I read that it is very important to introduce your new cat to at least 100 people before they turn like 6 months old. Otherwise, that they will start to have a fear of people. And I will say I've seen notes of that in my older cat that I already have already, where like I'll have like one person over and she goes into like a stress-induced panic and starts throwing up because she thinks someone's taking her. So I'm like, if I just start introducing my kitten to people very early on, I won't have this problem.
And for a cat owner, I feel like that's a lot harder to do for a dog owner. Because with a dog owner, you take the dog on walks, you go to dog parks. Like I feel meeting 100 people is attainable. Mm-hmm. Yep. Whereas for a cat, if you don't invite people over to your house, they're not meeting 100 people.
Now, Kristen, you are forgetting I do have a cat stroller that I could take her out in, but, you know.
I did forget that.
I don't think that was on accident. I think it's true for any living thing. Like, if you want your kid socialized, yep, you bring your kid out as soon as possible. If you want your kid to love and not be scared of travel, you start traveling with your kid as early as possible. So it's really not that different.
Exposure therapy.
I also just want to throw a party. So I will be throwing a party. And while we were talking about this on air on Friday, I think, I let you all know that I was having my whisker warming party, my sip and see. And while you two were judging me, Kristen thought, wouldn't it be fun to put together a little registry? And I thought, oh my God, the TTC community already wants to pitchfork my house. Why don't we do something a little less tone deaf? So over the weekend, Kristen brought this up to me. A couple of listeners brought this up to me. I had been thinking about it. And I thought, you know, instead of exploiting my powers for my own good and putting out a registry telling people to buy me a $700 self-cleaning litter box, what if we used my new kitten for good and we put together a registry for a local shelter and animal hospital and put it out there in hopes that people, you know, purchase things for kittens in need. So I work a lot with Planned Pethood here in Atlanta. So they put together a registry on Amazon. But I also thought it'd be a good idea to share the Humane Society website where they are taking donations specifically for animal shelters out in L.A. with all the wildfires. So I'm going to share both of those to my social media today.
That's
I think
good.
The Burt Show is also going to share it to the social
Absolutely.
Media.
Question
mark. Sure.
And hopefully we can have this sip and see do some good things for my cat and for kittens everywhere.
See, when you put it under the umbrella of philanthropy, it becomes way less weird. Smart call.
Way more powerful.
Hate on it now. Well done.
Oh. Mo's like, she took all the jokes
she
away.
Did.
She made
did.
It about charity. She took all the jokes
she
away.
She M&M'd us. She 8-miled us.
That's exactly what you did.
The Burt Show.
You better back off, girl. What do you mean? Is it weird to send your friend's husband a heart emoji? Heck yeah, it is.
Is it? Because I definitely thought it was. And then I thought I was overthinking it. And my husband told me I was overthinking it. But it felt wrong in the moment. So I posted on my Instagram story a bunch of like motivational quotes, right? And it was part of my whole, if you listen to the podcast, you heard me talking about how I want to get a phoenix tattoo. I feel like I'm in a new stage of my life. I've had a lot of introspection and I felt good about this year. And then, you know, everything happened in the first 2 weeks of January. I don't feel so great about it anymore, but I do feel like it's a new chapter of my life that I'm embarking on. And I feel like I've dealt with some stuff. So I'm posting these quotes that kind of match that. And I get a text from a friend's husband. We don't really text that often.
But you have each other's numbers.
We have each other's numbers, like maybe 5 times a year, 3 times, mm-hmm. You know, happy birthday, that kind of thing. It is not weird for me to text this person. It just, we don't really text, right? And so they reached out and I think they thought I was in a dark place because reading back on the quotes, I'm like, oh yeah, it's giving off like, help me vibes.
Yeah.
And
it's not hard to read.
No, but I wasn't. I was actually positive. And I was like, let me share this wisdom that I did not write with the world via Instagram stories, because that makes a difference. But anyway, so they reached out and they're like, here are two quotes that have helped me get through things. And they were jokes. One was from like Bandit Healer from Bluey. And the other was from a mutual friend. And I laughed and I said, I live by the doctrine of Bandit Healer. The other guy, not so sure about. He's kind of shady. Mutual friend. And I was like, but thank you so much for sending them. Heart emoji and send. And I sent it and I stared at that heart emoji and I'm like, it feels wrong. And I don't know why. And I think it's because I've never sent this person emojis, like heart emojis before. It's not like, and it's not in this person's, you know what? I'm just going to tell you what it is. It's Bart. It's Kristen's husband.
Oh, it's definitely sexual.
Yes. Yes.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
How long have you two been having an affair?
You know, right. just as long as Kristen's been holding her son's penis to help him pee in the toilet.
Hey, if the RVs are rocking, don't come a knocking.
If you didn't hear the first segment, that's a weird line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go listen to the podcast. Wow. Out of context, Bart show.
Well, this is so classic Bart because he does these things. Like, I had no idea he texted you. I had no idea. You texted him back because the reason why we've lasted 20 years is because we just don't talk to each other.
Yeah, don't communicate. Yeah.
Zero. So I had no idea.
I do think that's lovely, like when there's a couple that doesn't need to be up each other's text butts being like, who are you texting? Uh-huh. All the time, right? Yeah. So he and I, like occasionally, like, and usually about Kristen, you know, oh my God, can you believe what Kristen said today? Just kidding.
She used a word wrong again, that dumbass.
All nice things. And it was really kind of him, right? And out of the blue. So I sent it back. But you know Bart. He doesn't strike me as someone that you would text heart emojis to. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels weird. But I meant to be like,
thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I'm also very awkward with texts. I don't know how to respond
to
nice things.
You're awkward in person as well.
Yeah, I'm just an awkward person. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, I try. I watch what Kristen does with people, and then I just copy her.
Don't ask Kristen what to do with her hands. We heard
earlier. Can we stop?
Nope.
So I literally am looking, and I'm like, what color heart emoji should I send? And I was like, red is out. That's for my husband only. And then I'm like, black seems a little too macabre and sad. I'm like, I'm going to go with blue. It seems like a good choice. Kentucky blue. Sad blue, but not too
damn,
blue.
You really overthought this heart thing.
I did. And I hit send, and I looked at it, and I was like, nope, this does not feel right. Bart is not a heart emoji person. And so I unsent it and edited it into heart hands and then resent it.
Wow, the way a woman thinks is fascinating to me. I don't think I've ever spent two seconds thinking, what color heart should I send this person that would send a different message?
You sent my husband a blue heart emoji, you slut.
It did feel disrespectful to you. No, I don't know
Cassie.
Why. Nothing. No offense, Bart. Love you, dude. You're a cool man, but like, I got Chad. He's my man. But when I sent it, I was like, this is weird. It doesn't feel right. And if Kristen saw this, she would be like, why is Cassie sending my husband a heart emoji? And I would feel that way if you sent it to Chad.
No, I wouldn't feel that way. And that actually, there's so many things that warms my heart about Bart. Because that right there is, I know my husband has like this, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but he can be perceived as an a-hole a lot just because of
him being an a-hole.
Yeah. But that is who Bart is right there. Like him randomly sending Cassie these two texts, that's my Bart. And so, and the fact that he did it and he doesn't tell me about it, like he just does it. That's another quintessential part of who he is. So I take no offense. I know Bart didn't think twice about it. You're definitely overthinking it. However,
don't do it again, B.
However, I see what you're saying. Like, and Chad and I have had, like, Chad and I text, like, when we're planning stuff behind your back to surprise you, like, the Christmas light stuff, everything like that, you know, kid stuff, whatever. We have had, and, like, just a handful throughout the year, we will text. And the idea of sending him a heart emoji, it feels a little off.
Even though if it came from you, again, same thing, I'd be like, whatever, that's just Kristen doing a heart emoji.
I have never sent anything except a red heart emoji.
You
never used a different color.
Never
on
a yellow.
Never spent a second on it.
Or a pink.
I've used a dark red.
Have you?
And the regular raid.
Okay.
That's as far as I go.
That's it.
I didn't even know there was a blue heart. I had no idea.
But see, that's because of our... She's so right. Because we're fans of Kentucky. I send blue hearts all the time.
It makes sense.
Never once.
Nope.
The Burt Show.
All right,
you're
Rebecca.
You're good, though.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't hate you.
And thanks, Bart.
Producer record, Rebecca here. Are you in the wrong on unmatching somebody over one detail?
I know I'm not. But I want to see what you guys think, because I did get a little bit of backlash from a friend over this exchange I had on a dating app. And I don't know if it's that I just like have really high standards, or I'm just not so seriously like into pursuing dating at this point. Mm-hmm. Because anytime I get even like the slightest bit of a weird vibe or like some off comment from somebody, that's it. Like, it's over.
Just cut them.
Yeah.
Now, that's weird from the outside looking in, because I would think you would look for weird and quirky.
No, I like weird and quirky. I'm saying like suspicious or just like, you know, kind of like unkind or just like gives me a strange vibe.
Slightly off.
Yeah, just like off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this wasn't the case for this man that I matched with. Like, okay, here's the tea. He was super cute. Brown hair, brown eyes. Ooh. He was quirky. He was like kind of artsy, gorgeous teeth for some reason. I noticed that and I liked that in a man. We had a great conversation.
It sounds like you're sizing up a horse.
Yeah.
Those chompers were real straight. That hair.
Yeah.
You know how people also say, nice smile. You're like over here, gorgeous teeth.
You know what? I honestly think it's because I've been watching too much Love Island and they're always like, the teeth. The teeth are there.
Well, it's because they all have those turkey teeth. They just have that one veneer that goes across.
Yeah, the chicken.
love a set of turkey teeth. Yeah, yeah. No, the teeth were teething on this man. And we were having a great conversation. I think I have kind of the opposite like philosophy with dating apps than I know that Abby does, because I know you like to like be like, hi, you're cute, I like you, let's go on a date.
Yeah, before you mess it up, let's go get a drink. Wow. Before you say something that's going to turn me off.
That's completely opposite of my method. I like to talk for like several days before I'm like, okay, let's try to like eat in front of each other and like see how that goes.
You want to suss them out.
Yeah, I want to see if they've got the bant, if they've got the chat. They gotta have the chat. And this guy had the chat. He had like good meme knowledge. I would make a joke and he would go, ha ha, that's perfect. That's all I really want.
But online rapport is so different than in front of each other, right? Like, how many guys have you messaged back and forth that just seems so quick and funny, and then you get in front of them and they just choke?
That's why I had to get off the apps in terms of like messaging them for days, because I would notice a pattern where if a guy was really good at texting and if he had really good banter on the Bumble chat, he would always be so socially awkward in person. And if I met a guy who was like a really bad texter, where I would have thought this guy's boring as heck, he would be incredible in person. And so I kind of developed this theory that like a lot of people feel like they have to try really hard in the messages and create this persona that seems really attractive as a way to kind of deflect from maybe their social awkwardness, to where now, like, if you're too chatty, I'm like, this is a weirdo.
That is kind of the problem. A man being like really bad at messaging on a dating app is kind of a green flag. But honestly, I think I do it because I want to see if they think I'm funny. And if they try to out funny me, then I'm like, you gotta stop. Like, this isn't going anywhere.
You're never
going
to win this battle.
But this is where it really went south. And this conversation that I'm going to give context to, I'm asking for you all not to judge me, because this is a very important question that I ask most of my suitors.
Rebecca, we listen and we don't
totally judge.
Oh, that's the theme of the morning.
I asked, what Muppet do you most relate to? Because I'm a Gonzo, first of all.
Okay.
Gonzo. For sure. Alien, loves chickens, non-binary king. Love him.
Okay.
He's great.
What's the chicken love that you have?
I like chickens.
I would have said Gonzo also, just for the nose comparison, more than anything else.
For aesthetics.
Oh, actually, if you want to hear, I have all the Muppets that I think you are. That could be a different conversation.
Yes, we do want to hear.
That's okay. Really funny.
I wrote it down because I was like, I have to.
You have
know
it ready
this.
To go?
Yeah, because I was like, if they ask me, I know exactly what Muppets they are.
Okay. I did say.
We're going to save that for another day.
Okay.
Let's just continue with how you're.
Yeah, that's too good to rush through.
Yes.
You're right. Sorry, I got too excited.
I kind of don't blame you. So let's save our Muppets and get to what he responded.
So here's his response. He answered, definitely Kermit. First red flag.
Why is that a red flag?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
He continued, because I know when to be silly and I know when to be serious, but mostly because I'm an empath.
No.
He called himself an empath.
You don't like that.
That tells me that you have a sinister spirit, and I unmatched him immediately.
So just so I know, the definition of an empath is they feel things more deeply, and they feel things that others are feeling.
An empath is like a self-described, like, highly sensitive person who, like, can be in a room and, like, feel your energy and feel like you're down today. You're feeling kind of blue. And I think empaths, like, they exist, but if you're a man and you call yourself an empath, that means you punch walls.
Like, wow.
Okay. That escalated.
It certainly did.
I got all these numbers running through my head. I'm trying to make these calculations make sense. And I don't, how do you go from empath to punching walls?
From my experience, if you like self-describe, like, you don't, like, nobody is like, wow, you're like a really emotionally intuitive person. If you just come out and you're like, I'm an empath.
Yeah.
Like, the girls who are empaths, they have voodoo dolls. They tell you they love you. And then like 2 weeks later, they're trying to hook up with your roommate.
I don't disagree.
I'm not bitter about that.
I don't disagree with you.
It is the number one red flag for me. You call me an empath. You call yourself an empath. Not only am I unmatching you, I'm blocking you. And I'm running for my life.
So that was it, huh?
That was it.
That's it.
All right.
And Kermit. First, the king of the Muppets.
He's romantic.
Big ego, first of all.
Is Piggy and him having a long-standing relationship?
Or maybe he's just a king who knows his worth.
My future man is Rizzo the Rat.
What the hell is going on, man?
For what reason? What characteristic? What is the matter with you?
He's so cute.
You need therapy, man.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
There is a traditional pizzeria in England that has heard the people, and they are finally giving the people what they want. Very traditional. So when people came in there and they're like, hey, can you put pineapple on my pizza? They're like, how dare you? This is an authentic pizzeria. We are never going to put, never going to put pineapple on a pizza. But enough people have hit them up and said, I want pineapple on my pizza. Yesterday, they started putting pineapple on the pizza, but cost you $150.
What? Are you serious?
That's hilarious.
Like, all right, you want it. We got it. It's in the back, man, but it's going to cost you $150.
I'm glad you want it.
$150 for sweet, watery pizza? Absolutely not.
So there is also, I was just reading, a place in California that did the same thing a couple of years ago, except they're charging their customers $360.
They're just like, that is like such a huge F you to those they think has very poor taste buds.
Absolutely. And I was a non-pineapple guy until I was introduced to pineapple and jalapeno at the same time. That's a game changer.
I feel like between the salty, sweet, tangy, spicy, like you're literally hitting all the notes. It should be delicious.
It's a game changer.
Really?
Yes.
Never had it.
Trust on this one.
Okay.
All right. Katie, what would you do if your boyfriend lost your dog? Are we talking about a friend of yours here?
Yeah, this happened to a friend of mine, and she's on the verge of just ending it all with her boyfriend, who she's been with for about, I want to say, a couple of years. And for the most part that I know of their relationship, it's been smooth sailing. But she has her dog, and her dog is about, I want to say, 8 years. She's had her fur baby.
Yep.
This is her fur baby. So there was one day where her boyfriend was like, you know what? I'll walk Fifi. Don't worry about it. I got you covered,
Fifi.
Right? I don't know the dog's real name. I just know.
Oh, okay. Katie. I was about to say, that sounds like a fake dog name. And I'm over here like, aw,
now we don't know what to believe with the rest of your story.
Well, for the sake of this story, the dog's name's Fifi.
Yeah, it's just because her dog's name is complicated. I can never remember it. So I just like, Fifi. Hey, Fifi. So anywho, so he goes to walk her dog. And when he comes back home, he comes back empty handed. Right?
Oh, no.
The way my heart just dropped.
I wouldn't have came back.
Right?
Yeah, you just keep going at that point.
All of the panic, of course, sets in because she's like, where's my fur baby? And he's like stumbling over his words. She got loose. I'm sorry. Like, she broke free of the leash and got loose. And I've been trying to find her and I can't find her. Right? And this was at night that he was walking her dog. So she's like, okay, we're going to do a search party. We're going to go out and we're going to go find Fifi collectively.
But he's like, it's Monday night, baby. Monday night football. The game is on.
Thankfully, he didn't do that.
It is the playoffs.
So they try to go out and find, and that night could not find her dog. So she posted it like on the Ring app, Nextdoor app, like, of course, lost dog. Oh. And now she's more freaking out and more concerned about, you know, her fur baby being lost.
I'm sure she was sobbing. She was inconsolable.
Yes. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to try to do whatever I can to try to help you. Days go by.
Days?
Days. Still no sign, no word.
That's an empty feeling, man.
Ugh.
And I can only imagine. I don't know because I don't have pets, but I can only imagine that, like, this is a fur baby. It's like a child, right? So, thankfully, a neighbor of hers found her dog and returned Fifi.
Hallelujah.
Nice.
Fifi was found safe. But now my friend is more upset because she's like, how is it that you were so irresponsible that you let Fifi get away? Now, mind you, her dog is only like less than 10 pounds. It's a small dog. So how did this dog break free of the leash? Like, how, what, were you just not watching? Were you not? Are you that irresponsible that you would just let this happen?
Now,
how
there
can
are,
I trust you?
There are some people that do have the feeling that, look, my dog or my cat is no different than my son or my daughter. I feel that strongly, but there are some that feel like that. So if we were talking about a child, I would absolutely say, oh my God, this is so irresponsible that I would have to look at the relationship a little bit differently. For a cat or a dog, I'm not sure.
So for my friend, she looks at it like that's her child. And that's why she's on the fence now. It's like she's thinking of this on the borderline of a breakable offense.
Is this a deal breaker?
This is, yes. And I'm like, is this really a deal breaker? It was an accident and your dog was found safe. But at the same time, I understand because how did he let her dog get loose?
There's Can't you just like questions. Not let him walk the dog anymore instead of dumping him completely?
I would go with that. That's easy. Yeah. Like I would say that.
But then that also screams weaponized incompetence. Mm-hmm. Okay. Having dogs. And I remember when Bart first came into the relationship and I had my first dog, my beloved Parker Jones. I'm putting myself in her position if that would happen. And we would have been together for a couple of years. So in the same situation, I would forgive, but I wouldn't forget. I don't think that's it. That's a deal breaker necessarily. I am going to look at you a little different for a while, but I feel like depending on how he responded, if he was in those streets, if he was looking hard, if he was super remorseful, if he was, you know, if he was very apologetic, then I'll give you a second chance.
I think for me, it depends on if I love the person, then it might go on your permanent record. I might look at you a little funny, but I don't think I would leave you for it. And I would also be mad that you didn't make up a better story than the dog just went on the leash. Because I would have came home, I would have been lying.
I would submit this exercise. Any woman that has a mostly good man, he's 75, 80% good man. I would submit that you listen to Abby's stories of trying to date for a week and the struggles that she's having before you let that man go. No, it ain't easy out there.
I don't know. I would probably be siding with anybody thinking about leaving them because for me, I do think it is all in the response. Because how are you as a grown man losing a 10-pound dog? Mm. Like, first of all, I'm going to get the ick. Second of all, I'm going to be really upset because, like, if you know me, you know how seriously I take my animals. I don't have children. I don't plan to have children. So while I don't see my cats as my children, I take the responsibility that seriously. And so if you are going to somehow lose my cats, for example, I'm going to see that as a direct slight to me because you know how concerned I am about not letting them get out, that if you're going to let them somehow escape, I'm going to feel disrespected. I'm going to feel some type of way about it.
But why are we automatically blaming him? Maybe the dog lost him. Right. Okay, maybe this is on the dog.
Yeah, maybe she should get rid of the dog. Get rid of him. Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? Maybe the dog's the problem.
Absolutely. The Burt Show. For 90% of my life, I have had a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol. And one that I haven't really been able to control. No, I wouldn't say I'm an alcoholic. I just very, very undisciplined. I could go for a while without having a drink. But man, if I was going to have one, I was going to have five, right?
You always used to say, excuse me, you didn't have a governor. Like once you started, it was like, it was an all or nothing thing when you were drinking.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys are like this also, but I would get to a point where I was buzzed and then there would be an inner debate between an angel and a devil going, okay, you know where you're at right now. You know where you're at. You could stop. You could put the brakes on it, right? And the devil's like, go on in, man. This is going to be a good time. Carpe diem, baby. And the devil always won.
Yeah.
But at least I had the debate, whereas I think some people are just like, they don't even have that debate either way. So I've always struggled with it, and I've kind of told you guys about it for years and years and years. And only recently have I really been able to turn that switch off. And I can't quite put my finger on it, and I just think it's been some things that are leading up to it. One has been that book, This Naked Mind, that really took out every single excuse that I ever had about alcohol. And just sort of after reading the book, it just sort of put the ideas in the back of my head. I didn't execute them for a while, but they were there, right? So I started to lose my taste for alcohol. I think just as you get older and the hangovers hurt more and the amount of time you're actually partying compared to the recovery time, you're starting to do the math on it and the math's not mathing.
Well, it was always so crazy because you are such a health conscious person when it comes to your supplements, when it comes to working out, when it comes to your food intake. So for you to intentionally poison your body.
Crazy.
It made no sense.
And it legitimately, outside of smoking, is the worst thing you can do for your body. I know some of you guys don't want to hear this, but it affects every single cell in your body. There are very few things that can be dysfunctional for every cell. And I knew that. I didn't care.
Yep.
So I was going in. And I had two markers over the course of the last couple of weeks that really, really said to me, you know what? I am just different when it comes with my relationship with alcohol. And it's because I've been asking myself one question before I order that drink. And it's a real simple one. Here it is. Why? Mm. That's it. Why? So I was at a dinner meeting a couple of nights ago, and we were at a really nice restaurant and a really nice hotel, and they're ordering like nice fancy wine and stuff like that. And at first I was going to go in and just because everybody else was doing it. And during this meeting, I thought to myself, why? Mm-hmm. It was just a fleeting thought. Why? What's it going to enhance? Is it going to make me looser during this meeting? Is it going to make me more relatable? And I answered the question very quickly. It's not going to add anything. If anything, I'm going to say something too loose-lipped in this meeting.
And we
might lose the account altogether. So it was just a simple question of why. And the second one over the last couple of days has been much deeper than that. I told you guys yesterday, we lost a Burt's Big Adventure child on Saturday. And the way my Saturday rolled out was I went to the gym Saturday morning. I was working out pretty hard. Then I got a text that Alyssa was in really, really bad shape. So, and I've heard that before and just I had a decision to make, like, do I continue to work out? Because Alyssa always bounced back. But in this case, they told me she was going into intensive care. So I made the decision, like, there is no tomorrow. Let's get out of here. Either way. So I haul ass up there. It's about 40 miles away. And I go and I visit Alyssa. And it was my goodbye to her. And you could tell that in the room. It was just different this time than it was other times. And I felt the weight of that when I left. When I tell you guys, I am not a crier. I just this toxic masculinity. My dad preached it to me a very, very long time. We don't cry in front of people. And I've always sort of had that. But these last couple of days, I've cried in front of more people in the last 4 days than I have in the last decade, for sure. So after I left Alyssa, I hadn't eaten. I was hungry. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. And I did have people in my house. My family was there, but I just didn't want to make small talk. I just needed to be alone. So when I'm driving back from Cartersville to Sandy Springs, there just happened to be a restaurant that's a kind of a half restaurant, half bar. And I'm like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get something to eat. So I walk in and I sit at the bar. There they all are, all lined up, saying, hey, this will make it a little bit easier.
Hey, I know you're sad.
This is going to take the edge off for you. So I order my lunch, and I looked at that vodka, and I ordered it. And then before she poured it, I asked myself, why? What's this really going to do? And I told her, never mind, I don't need it. Which was really big for me, because normally when I'm going through situations like that, I will numb in big and small ways. This wasn't going to be me sitting there and having a bender all day. It was going to be the same lie I've told myself over and over and over again. Just take the edge off. It's going to be all right. And when I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to handle it without any kind of numbing at all, which is, Amanda brought this up, maybe why I've been struggling as much as I have the last couple of days. I mean, I was as close to Alyssa as I've been any Burt's Big Adventure kid, so it was going to hurt. But either way, I think I've been crying in a darker place because I haven't been numbing. Mm-hmm. I've just decided that I'm going to do this thing sober and I'm not going to do it with any help. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But the fact that I sat there at that bar and I made the choice that I'm going to do this sober and this one drink isn't going to do anything for me really said to me like, hey, you know what? You're over drinking.
Good for you.
That's huge, man.
That is massive.
Very huge. I feel like I find myself in those situations often, and I never really consciously thought to myself that I was asking myself why, but I was. And on Sunday was actually the first time because we were out drinking for my lady's birthday and everyone was drinking. And in that moment, I realized like most of the time I have a drink is because of peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's really all it is because everyone else was drinking and I didn't have a drink. I didn't need it. Felt much better the next day. And I was like, maybe I am ready to start this journey.
Is it their peer pressure going, hey, Mo, have a drink? Or is it the one that you inflict on yourself when everybody around you is having a drink?
I inflict it on myself.
Yeah,
for
right,
sure.
Right.
You know?
All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.